Change of zone number 1976, John H. Legg.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an LI1 limited industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 14.42 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northeast side of Gravel Hill Road, which is Rep 30, approximately 0.14 miles southeast of the Lewis Georgetown Highway, which is Rep 9. The 911 address is 20093 Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 82.00, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the survey for the property submitted by the applicant. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and I would note there is one letter in opposition which has been included in your paperless packet. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application?
Better get his bar number, Mr. Chair. Yeah.
He's number
Speaking
two.
Of low bar numbers.
Yeah. I'm a minus.
Can you have a negative one?
This is wrong.
Yeah. My name is Hal Dukes of the law firm of Tullen Razor, and my bar number is 64. But I'm willing to trade it for a black license plate with the same number. I'm here on behalf of John Legg, and the site that you have there is a light industrial site. It's been an industrial site for almost 100 years. I had occasion when I was doing one of my books recently, and I interviewed some people, and I was told before I came here, there's a fellow by the name of Alfred Best, who you probably remember. He started Best Stores. And Alfred's job was, when he was about 12 years old, is to go and empty the concrete, cut the top off the concrete in bags and pour it into the machinery there and make cement. And there's a fellow by the name of Paul Hudson, who was a retired state trooper. Hell, he retired when I was in high school, so I'm 74, so. But he used to work there with Alfred, and that's how they made their summer money. The site itself has been this way. Then when World War II came, they took the concrete operation and did Fort Miles and the bunkers and everything. And then after that was over, they brought back and they used it for concrete. And then also there's an asphalt plant there for a number of years. And then my client and his father purchased it. You remember when?
About 15 years ago.
And I actually did the closing, and when we did the closing, we checked, and they said, yeah, this was industrial, and light industrial, and everything was fine. And somehow, the records got changed. We don't know how. We don't know what. We've had a lot of help from the Planning Commission going through the records and the cards and everything, trying to figure out why it was changed or what happened, why it became AR, and they don't have an answer either. So their suggestion was to just make it what it's always been. It's been that way for 80-some years. My client has been operating it consistently. He had, land prep, right?
Well, I had land prep for a year, but now at least half of it, the Shell Brothers is concrete.
Okay. Mr. Legg, I'm going to need to just introduce yourself.
Yes,
yourself on the tape. Right, we know who you are.
Okay,
this is
John Legg, and he is the owner of this property. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I'm John Legg, the owner of the property.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, we leased half of it to Shell Brothers called Creative Concepts.
They're
the pavers and for all their developments. But and we keep the other half. We got a permit from you 8 years ago or 9 years ago to build a four-bay shop just to work on our cars and all that. And it's there. We got a little shop that we work out of. And the next thing I know, the constable stopped by and gives me a letter and says we can't work here no more. So that's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, it just really, really sounds very puzzling to me, because my knowledge of that site is that it's been
blacktop plant. They got railroads coming in where they used to do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
maybe was overlooked because it was grandfathered, and maybe was overlooked at the time zoning was established or something.
I might be able to assist a little bit, Mr. Chairman. So in dealing with another application on the parcel through the Board of Adjustment some time ago, we were looking specifically at the history of the use. The staff were operating on the basis that this was a non-conforming use, but because of any doubt of any potential cessation, I believe that's what might have. Because if a non-conforming use ceases for years or more, then the non-conforming use is lost. Because of the potential gaps in the history, we entered into discussions with the applicant. It was agreed that an application be submitted for a change of zone, and that led us to here.
No question, this is the way to fix it. This is the way to fix it. Okay, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
So anyway, that's basically, it's a pretty basic statement. The facts are the facts. They've been here for a long time. And after he called me when the constable said he's got to shut down, and I said, well, let's go to planning and zoning. And they were very cooperative. They promised not to put him in jail until we have the hearing. So here we are.
For your property.
Well, yeah.
I can put you in jail for your property issue.
That's right.
Oh. Gotcha.
Okay, anybody have any questions, folks?
Any questions? Let's see who got this one. This is would be Keller, so that's going to fall to you. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, any questions?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
No questions.
Mr. Mears?
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. White House?
None for me, thank you.
Staff on this end?
None.
Anything? Okay.
None for me, thanks.
And the chairman has none. Gentlemen, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1976, John H. Legg? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1976?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Norman Barnett. I'm a retired attorney here in Georgetown. I live at 24232 Waters Edge Trail, and that's a Millsboro address. Just for your curiosity, I assume you want to know who was number one in the Delaware Bar. Anybody know?
Was it Caesar Rodney?
Jane Brady.
It was Jane Brady.
And the reason she used to flirt with Mr. Townsend, who was the clerk of the Supreme Court. So when he was passing out numbers, he gave her number one. In any event, the reason I'm here is I'm an adjoining landowner. I co-own a property that adjoins Mr. Legg's. And we got notice of this plan, had no idea why he was seeking this change of zone, which a change of zone like this is somewhat substantial. So I dug into it and looked, and I still have no idea why he needs a change of zone. But I looked at the comprehensive plan. And if you look at your comprehensive plan, it shows this property as a rural, low-density area. And it would not be in conformity with the plan to change that zoning map to allow for a low an industrial type zoning. So I'm not sure why he needs it or what he's going to do with it, but certainly if there is a change of zone, that could open up a lot of windows and changes in that area. So based on the comprehensive plan, we think it should be rejected. He can always seek to amend the comprehensive plan, but that hasn't been done. So basically, that's our opposition. And we still don't know quite what he wants to do with this in order to make that change.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Operators, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to change of zone number 1976?
We have Jessica online. Jessica, your line is open.
Good evening. I'm with
and I have the view of the back of his pole barn building, which is being operated as a business for 302 Dunkel Tower Blasting. In addition to Shell Brothers, one of their business there, and a gas trailer being rented out on one of the property as well. There is Finnick, Orland, and their pipe, power blasting, and trucks coming in and out of that property every day of the week from the very early hours and from the very late hours of the evening, sometimes 9 p.m. Even last night, there were power blasting in that barn until 10 p.m. I can't enjoy my property that I'm paying for as a resident because of the noise, in addition to the view of the trash and debris and the general unkempt manner of that property. And so I am vehemently opposed to any rezoning.
Okay, thank you. All right, operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
At this time, there is apparently no one else on the line.
All right, thank you. Commissioners, any further questions, thoughts, comments?
Did you say there was shooting?
Yeah, that was my question.
There's shooting on your property?
No, you have to go.
Come on up.
Come on.
Come up. Yeah, come on up.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah, probably a year ago, the old Captain State Police, you did shoot training back there. There was a shooting range. But they shut us down on that. Yeah, they shut us down on it. So he built a new place out on Route 1, an indoor shooting range, so they don't shoot there no more.
Okay.
You know, that's old stuff. Yeah, I don't even want it back here no more. But,
okay. Anything else, commissioners?
Thank you.
All right, okay. All right, there being no further questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision or you may have to call the office and pray. Thank you.